It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Is anyone else sick of hearing about Halloween?
Oh,
first
my
of all,
gosh.
Has this been going on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and
so
ever?
Long.
We're not even there yet.
And ever and ever and ever?
Like, there are multiple days until we get to Halloween. Like,
oh, my God.
Well, two. I guess that is multiple, Katie. You're right. Yeah.
That's multiple.
Longest day ever, and it's not even here yet.
With that being said, we'll be doing a show wants to know at 8 o'clock today with a Halloween dilemma.
Hey.
But truly, like, it's like, is it here yet? For God's sakes, I'm so sick of hearing about Halloween. Anyway, so that's going on. Can I tell you really quick how annoyed I was yesterday? I'm looking for a new car.
Yeah.
I want a new truck or a Bronco or something. I don't know what I want yet. So I'm just kind of perusing the lots and being a total autotrader.com slut right now.
All over it.
Wow, all over that website. So anyway, I left the station yesterday, and there's a couple dealerships right here by Park Meadows. So I zipped into there and was kind of looking around, and there was a truck that I was kind of interested in, and there it was sitting there. And I got out, and I'm walking around this thing. I'm looking in the windows. I'm kicking the tires, opening the doors, honking the horn. Nobody's helping me.
What?
Not a soul.
At a car dealership?
Right?
What?
Total opposite of what you think, that they just, yeah, they pounce on, you know, we got a buyer. Rah!
It's like they're waiting for you.
They're all,
like,
you know, they're all usually around the side smoking cigarettes, waiting for you.
Not one person came up to me. And I was there for probably 25 minutes, like walking up and down the lanes, looking at other cars, opening doors. I mean, I'm sitting inside the vehicles. Not one person.
You could have just stole it, man.
I know.
Just
I know,
drive
if
off.
I had the keys. I would have just bounced, man.
No, yeah, man. They were looking at you through the window. They're going, he's just browsing. He's not buying anything.
We got
today.
A tire kicker right here.
Yeah.
You know what? You're probably right. And yeah, I didn't have the cojones to go inside and actually get someone.
There it
like,
is.
Because
yeah, you knew deep down you're not buying today.
Yeah.
Well, yes. But then I also, like, come find me. Like,
that's
I don't,
on them.
I feel like that's on them,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
If there's a dude wandering around for 25 minutes. And he's, you know, putting the seats up and down in the back and dropping the tailgate and jumping in the bed
them
of the truck.
You go,
you know, seeing how much this baby
wow
can haul. Just laying in the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
Doing the snow angels back there. Not one person. So I
that's
got mad
wild,
and left.
Actually. That's actually wild.
They should have came
wild
out just to join you with your fun. I mean,
yeah,
gosh, you sound like you're having a time out there at the dealership.
Yeah, you got a workout in.
Jeez.
I got irritated. It's so funny. I was like, I got irritated that I was not being assaulted at the car dealership, and I left. I was like, I'm out of here.
Oh, my God.
Guess I'm not buying today. Sorry, dudes.
Going to buy it somewhere else?
Yeah,
gotcha.
So I'm going to just make my way back down to Foundation Kia.
There you go. That's
there
where
you
they're
going
to take care of you. You know it.
Matt Tom. Mm-hmm.
Matt Tom, GM Matt Tom.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in your lives? Who wants to go?
I went shopping yesterday.
Ew,
it's
yes,
because,
you did.
Well, because we got the
did anyone
message
help you in the store?
No, actually.
Oh, what?
This is funny, but I got the message that we were going to be on the news today, right? Nine News
oh,
is
yeah
in the building again. We're going to be doing a little segment later this morning, but our boss told us that we were going to be on TV, and so we were going to be talking about the Nuggets, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need something new to wear. Even though I own
of course,
all of the Denver
everything
Nuggets merch. Like, I own everything already, but I was like, I need something new, something that hasn't been on TV. I went shopping, and I was probably out there for like 3 hours looking for different Denver Nuggets things. Everything
what
for a girl is a crop top. And I'm sorry, but I just couldn't see myself on TV in a crop top
it's
today.
Not news
like,
appropriate.
I did. Like, that was it.
That's
I was
hilarious.
Like, a crop top is probably not the route that I could go. But that is all they have now for fashion. And I'm like,
were
really
you at the
sad
dress
about
barn
it. No, I
oh
was just, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods. Like,
oh,
I went
okay
to Dick's, and all they had was crop tops. And I was like, I can't. Like, I can't get
couldn't
away
you
with
just
this
bought like an extra, extra large and made
but
it a regular shirt?
I wanted to get something that was a little snug for
form
TV
fitting
because I mm-hmm have a lot of Nugget stuff, but it's all very bulky. They're all jerseys.
Your little frumpy
and hoodies
dumpling.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I wanted something a little form fitting, and the
yeah
only thing that they had were crop tops with, like, glitter yeah on them. And I was like, I can't get away. I'm a little too old for the crop top. So,
I think you could pull it off.
Yeah, well, on the news. My mom's
on the
TV
news.
Watches.
I don't know about the
yeah
news.
Yeah. I don't know if that's allowed on the news. So, it's the only thing I had. So, then, as you can see, I'm wearing the jersey that I already had,
that's
but
right
I did buy a new new pair of pants.
There you go. They're not nuggets,
yeah,
but that's
they're
okay.
They're not nuggets pants, but those are hard to find, Josh. I don't know if you've looked for nuggets pants in your life.
I have not.
But
no.
Yeah, so that was my day yesterday, trying to find something new. I didn't buy anything new nugget. I bought a jersey, a kid's jersey, because I was like, that'll be snug on me, but it looked ridiculous.
I can't breathe.
I bought a child's jersey and tried to fit it in. And what do you mean?
Like what player?
It was just a generic.
Oh, just
it didn't
like a generic
have a player. Yeah, so
oh,
it was just
so
like a jersey
funny.
Type style. It just said Nuggets on it, but it was a child.
Katie's decked out today. She's got her Nuggets jersey on, earrings.
The
I have
shoes.
Nuggets earrings.
Shoes are Nuggets
shoes.
Shoes
with my name on and yep. my purse.
And her purse is a sparkly basketball.
It's so
sparkly. We should
sparkly.
Post a picture of that.
I did. It's on our
and
page.
The thing is hideous.
Already did.
I already did.
It's hideous.
I posted the picture of us and Erica Lopez on our Instagram. You can go check out. But
yeah, she's here today.
My basketball
purse. Also in a crop top.
Also in a crop top.
You wish.
A boy can dream. Josh, what are you doing today or yesterday?
You know what? I just hung out. I didn't do too much, but I wanted to talk to you about this story real fast.
Is it Halloween related?
It is.
You
so
son
I
of a biscuit.
You
son of a biscuit.
I thought it was top. Oh, I just remember when I was young, my parents were always like, dress up warm. Like, you got to dress up warm. It's going to snow on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like everybody's parents were like, it's always going to be, we always get our first snow around Halloween. That's not true at all. It's actually only snowed in Denver weather history for as long as they've been tracking it. It's only snowed in Denver on Halloween 22 times since 1882 on Halloween night.
Oh, that was a good night, though.
It was great.
Down.
You guys, the last measurable snowfall that they had was in 2002.
Are you serious?
So,
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, to my parents, it has not snowed in a very, very long time on Halloween night. So you can go in a crop top, Katie.
That?
You'll
I
be
can.
Totally fine.
Hey.
What's the weather for? Let me get my weather.
Like normal. It's not going to be. It's going to be really cold tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to get cool, but then it's supposed to be decent for Halloween.
56.
It's not supposed to be too bad. Yeah.
See, that's not
sun.
Bad.
That's great because you know all the little kids then don't have to ruin their costumes with these giant puffy jackets on.
Well, I'm going to be sweating as Darth Vader. I'm going to be really hot.
Growing up in North Dakota, that was it. Like our costumes got ruined every year because it was so cold and we had to put a jacket over it and you couldn't tell what you were.
What was
your
favorite costume?
Of me,
yeah, you ever wore
growing up Rainbow Bright.
Oh, you win as Rainbow Bright?
I knocked it out of the park as Rainbow Bright.
Did you have a crop top on?
I did not. I was five, but the pictures of it,
that's
like
cute.
My favorite. Yeah.
Jerry, you win as Rainbow Bright.
I sure did. I sure did. You can go to hell, Josh. We're already starting
you look
this,
great
this
in
early.
Your crop top.
We're already starting this.
You look great in your crop top.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.